855-450-FREE. That's what we call the show, Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. And we're live 7 nights a week. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can always go to freetalklive.com, download archives there. They cost you nothing but the time it takes to download them, which is actually pretty fast because our archive host is blazing fast over at freetalklive.com. And that's where you can also get interactive in various different ways. We'll tell you more about the website as the show goes on here. Still, a full hour remains. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Ben Talley.
All right. And so, once again, 855-450-FREE. Talley, you were going to tell us about an Indian, or as you put it, a Native American during the break.
Yeah, I think they prefer that.
Do they? I wonder. I mean, like, I've never actually asked. Before, we have asked folks whether they prefer African-American or black, mm-hmm. and some prefer black. So I don't know what they prefer. I don't know if they might have different thoughts on the issue.
Well, they're not Indians because they're not from India, but what I was told is that when Columbus came to the New World, they thought they were in India, so they started calling the inhabitants Indians.
Really?
Which is just not correct.
Gotcha. So, yeah. So what happened here with this Native American? What was it that... Because he apparently has declared his sovereignty. Give me more of this detail.
Well, let's just call this guy Larry Thompson. And so he told a judge that he didn't recognize his court or state law. And so there's a story here from New York's Channel 7. I'll read it. Larry Thompson appeared in court wearing a traditional Mohawk headdress for his arraignment on charges of criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, and resisting arrest. The 57-year-old was accompanied by a number of supporters, including several wearing Mohawk headdresses. Thompson refused to answer the court's question over a plea or an attorney. Kind of like I did. I pled no victim.
Mm-hmm.
It continues, he told Judge Jerome Richards the court had no legal jurisdiction over, quote, a true sovereign and under his tribe's constitution. I can't pronounce the name of his tribe, O-N-K-W-E-H-O-N-W-E.
I'm not even going to try.
It continues, Thompson said the former General Motors Corporation is the, quote, real criminal for failing to remove toxic chemicals from the site, which are now bringing cancers and other health problems to the reservation where he lives. So here's what happened. There is this Superfund site. General Motors, I guess, left a bunch of toxic waste, and then you have the U.S. federal government with their environmental so-called protection agency, and they say, okay, well, this is a Superfund site. You're not going to move it. We're going to cap it, and it's always going to exist here. And then you have Thompson and his neighbors on this reservation would be like, we don't want this here. It doesn't belong here at all.
Right.
So he ended up driving. I had to read another story to get the backstory on this, but he took a backhoe. He mm-hmm. drove through this fence of this EPA Superfund site that's, I guess, the property owns, belongs to General Motors or Government Motors, whatever you want to call it.
Got it.
And he starts trying to get this toxic waste out of there. It actually contaminated the backhoe. And so he was arrested for that. So
oh my
it was
gosh.
pretty bold statement, protest.
Seems so, like this is our land. We want it out of here, basically.
Yeah,
or?
Exactly.
Huh.
And so the article continues. It's a perfect example of, this is Thompson speaking. It's a perfect example of who the law protects. It's the big corporations, and they get off scot-free. They got bailed out by the United States government, and the people are left with the contaminants that are still leaching into the ground, the water, and the air.
Mm.
Thompson allegedly used the backhoe to drive through the fence of the former GM site on August 11, 2011, and then dug into the cap landfill where the toxic chemicals were left buried. And so the article ends there. But the judge did tell him, despite I'm saying he's a sovereign and all that, that you're a human being subject to the laws of this state. But I think it's interesting that because they do call them Indian reservations, right? Native American reservations. Aren't they supposed to have more sovereignty or like a different type of sovereignty than the rest?
In theory,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know that much about. All of that. I do know that there was an interesting John Stossel special over a decade ago called John Stossel Goes to Washington, where he took a look at these reservations and how they're so under the thumb of the Bureau of Land Management, or excuse me, Bureau of Indian Affairs, I think is what it's called.
and they are basically just owned lock, stock, and barrel by this government bureaucracy. They send them money, and of course, with federal money comes all kinds of strings attached to it, and it basically encourages them to remain in this state of just being completely impoverished and drunk all the time, and you know, having no incentives to do things to create new wealth, new services, new products in those areas. And for some reason, there was one group that was able to break away from that. Like, they were able to tell the feds, no, we're done with you. We don't want your money or your help anymore. And after that happened, they started building new houses. The streets got cleaned up. People were not drunk and, just completely listless anymore. It was like a complete night and day comparison. So if it's true that these folks on the reservation can break away from some level of that federal control, then that would be good news. But how much sovereignty they have, I really don't know. I mean, clearly this judge doesn't believe he has any. Like, he's basically asked, well, you call yourself a sovereign, but we own you.
Yeah, I don't know either. If a caller knows, it'd be great to drop some knowledge on us. But I do know, like, can't you get more affordable cigarettes there because they're not taxed as heavily?
Correct. There are things like that.
It's like gaming operations on Indian reservations more so than other places.
Precisely. Yeah, so there's some leeway that they have, but obviously it's not total sovereignty.
But it was great. I thought it was great to see Larry Thompson stand up like this. Because what do you do when the U.S. federal government says that this toxic land is going to stay here? Not to mention like what Native Americans were forced to do. They were forced to go to these reservations by the U.S. federal government. And now
exactly.
The U.S. federal government is saying, yeah, it's okay for toxic waste to be in your neighborhood.
Well, let's talk what he means when he says he's a true sovereign. Because there's been some discussion recently. In fact, the federal government has put out some notices to local police departments saying, hey, be on the lookout for these so-called sovereign citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But notice, he didn't call himself a sovereign citizen, because that is a contradiction. You can't be a sovereign, which means the king. In this case, you're the king of your own domain, you're the king of your own life, you're not the king of anyone else, just the king of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what a sovereign is. While a citizen is someone who's traded their sovereignty. So a citizen is someone who's given up sovereignty in return for, they've basically agreed to be obligated to do what they're told by the government people in return for protection. So the government is supposed to have an obligation of protection, and you in return are supposed to do what they say.
So
but the government doesn't protect you.
I don't see what the benefit of being a citizen is, because I certainly don't feel protected by the government, and I actually feel like I'm under more attack. Now, I'm not
right.
I'm not, really afraid of terrorism, but if there are terrorists out there, there are people that hate, unfortunately, they hate the United States, they hate, a lot of Americans, but it's because of the actions of the government. I haven't done anything to harm these people.
Right.
I don't want to, bomb them, their families, and all these innocent people. That's why I try to disassociate myself from the United States federal empire as much as possible, because I do not like what they're doing. I try to give them as little money as I possibly can, because I don't like what they do with it. So
absolutely. I'd be interested in seeing if this gentleman here, Larry Thompson, the Mohawk Indian in this case, or Mohawk Native American, I don't know if I'm going to get used to that, but I would love to see video. I hope that it says he had supporters, a number of supporters, which could be 3 to 30, a number of supporters surrounding him. I hope one of them got a video camera in to show him, declaring his sovereignty in court and, the reactions of the court staff. And it's always interesting to see what happens when people try unusual approaches in court, because some people have these beliefs that, if you just utter certain magic words, that the court all of a sudden is going to say, well, now we can't prosecute you. And, of course, it never ends up working that way. So if we learn more, we certainly would like to bring more on this case forward to light. Let's go to Fred, listening in Fort Michigan, which I presume is in Michigan, but I'm not positive. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, where are you calling from?
Well, man, there's so much.
The question was, where are you calling from? Where's Fort Michigan?
No, Flint.
Flint. Okay, got it.
Home of Michael Moore.
The original Motown. Or Motor City.
So what are you? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh man. Well, listening to you guys and the nefarious.
It's a terrible, terrible pre-sale. Hang on, Fred. We'll come back with you here in a moment. Get your thoughts together. We're going to come back to you, and we'll talk to you then.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Italy's Amalfi Coast is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. The stunningly beautiful Amalfi Drive is a 30-mile stretch of hairpin curves that unfurls between Amalfi and Sorrento in southern Italy. One of those towns is tiny, picturesque Amalfi, once the heart of a powerful maritime republic as early as the 9th century. A hint of the East shows up in its Duomo di Sant'Andrea, simply called Il Duomo. Other places that beg you to linger are Ravello, perched 1,000 feet above Amalfi and aptly described as the place where poets go to die. The hazy outline of Mount Vesuvius dominates the view from clifftop Sorrento, favorite among 19th century British travelers for its mild winters.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com and see the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here for you to bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733.
joining you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Tally.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download as many as you would like. Just go to freetalklive.com. They're right there at the top of the page. Again, it's freetalklive.com. Free archives and streaming and pretty much everything else on the site. It's all free. Bitcoins are one way that you can help support the show, however, on a voluntary basis. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you've got some bitcoins you can spare, you can just drop them in our tip jar. Go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to do that. But if you don't know what a bitcoin is, well, then you deserve, or you owe it to yourself to go take a look. Go and learn about what could be the next most important thing to happen to money in human history.
There's a lot of great things happening with money, I tell you. Bitcoins. Well,
Bitcoins are pretty exciting, and they've popped up out of nowhere. I mean, no one saw this one coming. It's a completely decentralized currency. It's something that the government can't put their hands on if they wanted to. They could spend all kinds of money and time on it, and they are not going to have success because the programmer geeks are way ahead of the curve, and the government guys just, you know, they just don't have it together. There's no way that they can do this. Cryptography is, you know, almost impossible to crack. I mean, the system is ironclad. There's no central bank. There's no central location. There's no corporation behind this that can be leveraged, that can be threatened. Usually the government, if something new starts up, like e-gold or PayPal or something like that, that could in some ways threaten their monopoly, they swoop right in. They threaten the operators. They perhaps even arrest the operators and they go after them in whatever way they can. Bitcoin is just not possible. There's no Bitcoin company. It's open source.
Yep. If you go through a bank, you go through the Patriot Act. I mean, that is the law. But Bitcoin, there's so much excitement about it, and I like to see more and more people accept it. And it's money for the digital age, really.
Absolutely. And it's only going to get better over time as new products and services are created that's the kind of around the Bitcoin. Like, we already have physical Bitcoins now and other ways to, they're just non-traditional sorts of ways to transfer Bitcoins and new websites cropping up that make it easier to deal with having Bitcoins and new innovations. It's a world in which a financial segment in which innovation is completely uncontrolled, which is great because people can just put their ideas out there. They can create a new website without having to ask anyone's permission. They don't have to license a technology. They don't have to, deal with Visa or MasterCard or these other mega corporations to jump on board with trying something new. They just do it. Mm-hmm. Just throw it up against the wall. See if it sticks. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about the Bitcoin. And you can, of course, download the free Bitcoin software and get started right away. There's no application. There's no jumping through hoops, no Patriot Act, none of that stuff. Weusecoins.org. Learn more about the Bitcoin, and then when you're ready to get some, you can have them in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank and using bitinstant.com. So to buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com. As we go back to Fred, calling from Flint in Michigan. Fred, you're back on Free Talk Live. So what was it that was on your mind tonight?
Well, there is a booklet called The Citizen's Rule Book, Bill of Rights, Jury Handbook. It's put out by publisher called Witten, Witten Printers,
mm-hmm.
WittenPrinters.com, and they also have a site called Citizens with an S, citizensbook.com, which presumably is all about this.
Really, I believe I have seen one of these in physical reality. I believe I've seen this before.
Yeah, and this is what everyone needs to read, because once you do, it's glaringly obvious that none other than the attorneys, by the way, the bar, you got the county bar, then you've got the state bar, then you got the A bar, American bar, then you got the international bar. And from time to time, I listened to NPR, and a few weeks ago, woman representative of the CIA assured the audience that everything they're doing is within the realm of international law. They are doing nothing illegal or unlawful. And, they identified the so-called controversy regarding torture of people in other countries. And so then I look, Mitt Romney comes on the scene and And the attack was, well, and rightfully so, I presume, that he was shredding various companies and reaping profits in the process. And, you know, just like Paul Bremer, an attorney with the U.S. State Department, when they formulated a constitution in Iraq prior to their elections, they created nothing less than a Sharia constitution, which now allows, you know, I'm an atheist, so, you know, it's interesting to watch what's been happening, but there's been like a pogrom on the, what they call it, the Coptic Christians over there, due to blasphemy, whatever else the Muslim communities bring up. But it all came about because of an attorney establishing a Sharia constitution. So I'm sure Mitt Romney's his activities were all insured by attorneys. And then when I look at the senators, I look at the governors, the presidents,
They're almost all attorneys. They're almost all attorneys in government. I mean, the it's a system by attorneys for attorneys. If you think about it, the attorneys get elected to political office. They come up with new laws, and they implement these new laws.
Yeah.
And they know that when they get out of political office, if they want to return to being an attorney, they've got new laws to which they can then, you know, make money on helping people prosecute or defend, or rather be plaintiff or defendant in a case. And they know that if they create new laws, it means the police are going to arrest new people, and that defense attorneys are going to have new clients coming to them looking for help.
And also, the more complicated the laws are, the more important they are, the more necessary they that they'll be to people.
The more you need an attorney to understand what the law says. So, I mean, the whole system is by attorneys for attorneys. It's what it's all about.
Well, one time I assisted my sister after I did it myself, you know, moving violation. So I went into so-called contested, and they have you sign their, whatever you call that thing that you're supposed to sign in, you know, I forgot now. So, all I said was without prejudice next to my name. And, I go in and, they asked me how I plead. I said, well, I can't plead unless I know whether this is a contract because I cited Article 1, Section 10. I asked them, aren't you an old sworn, government official? So you must know that the only thing that you're involved with is, enforcing or refereeing, the judges are supposed to be referees of the validity of contract, just like it says in
How'd that work out?
Amendment. Well, you know, he tried to blow it off. I said, well, I said, okay, well, let's see what William Rehnquist. I brought up William Rehnquist because he was still a Chief Justice at the time. And,
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you here in a moment. You're going to have to get to the point, though, because we've got some other things out here. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-3733. And you can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for news updates. We'll email them to you if you like, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up for free there. That's news.freetalklive.com. Coming up in June, the Porcupine Freedom Festival returns. It's a yearly event put on by the Free State Project. Great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people in the same campground. We had a hotel kind of convention just over the last weekend called the Liberty Forum. This is like the Liberty Forum in a campground, and with more fun and twice the length, because it's a full week and it's an absolute blast, and it is just a little bit more laid back than, say, a hotel convention might be. It's a good time, and registration's open now. You can go to porkfest.com to get registered for the event. It's time to start booking your rooms as soon as possible, although I don't know if Rogers Campground is open yet. They do tend to close down for the winter time, but it's time to certainly start planning and get your registrations in, because the registration price is only going to go up over time, so lock in your registration while you can over at porkfest.com. It's promising to be yet another awesome Pork Fest. I mean, this one's going to be put together by Jason and Sharon Osborne. Jason, of course, is the man behind SACL CAI, longtime sponsor of this radio program. Porkfest.com to get registered. Of course, it's all brought to you by the Free State Project, which is also over at freestateproject.org. Now, we're back on with Fred in Flint, and I have to say, Fred,
You know, I'm a little sleepy at the moment. I've had a really long day, and I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. So I was having a little bit of trouble really understanding the point of what you were getting to. And Tally, you said during the break you were having trouble putting the dots together on this one, too.
I've heard things about Sharia law. I've heard things about the Citizens Rule Book.
Right. I know the Citizens Rule Book exists. I've seen that. But, you know, it's just a publication. I don't know how true it is. I'm not really sure what you're getting at here, Fred.
We interface with government on a contractual basis.
Nope, okay. I see no evidence of that. I've heard that claim made before, and I've actually asked about that in court, and I was put in a jail cell for my efforts.
And now I've signed a contract with the military when I was when I joined for 4 years, but that's really the only contract that I've signed with them. Like, what are you referring to?
Yeah. Okay. Well, the driving license is an unrevealed contract, and the Uniform Commercial Code does have a remedy, UCC 1-308.
Sorry, when you say unrevealed, are you talking about some kind of social contract, something that people believe applies even though it hasn't been agreed to or signed?
Yeah, driving, they say, is a privilege. They don't tell you that the legally binding definition of driving is commercial activity. And in our private capacity, in our private venue versus the commerce venue, we're engaged in our own private affairs.
We've heard these theories before over the years, and I find them, you know, very interesting. The idea being that, well, you know, when you're driving, you're actually traveling. You're not driving because you're driving, and it's commercial. If you're in a vehicle, it's commercial. If you're in a car, it's non-commercial. It's private, and so therefore, all you have to do is just utter some magic words to the cops when they pull you over, and they'll just let you go, or they'll take you to court, and then you can utter some magic words there, and the judge will just drop to his knees and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry for wasting your time, Mr. Private Free Person."
Well, these aren't magic words. It's a matter of comprehending what it all means.
It's not. I'm sorry. I mean, I've seen all these theories, and to me, it's just nonsense.
Let me explain what happened when I went to the judge.
Oh, so, you've actually tried this? Because half the people are calling about William this stuff Rehnquist. Have never tried it.
I went up, brought up William Rehnquist, case called California Bankers Association versus Schultz. Because Rehnquist says that in any statutory allegation, unless the offender is cited and charged with violating the statutory acts implementing regulations, no criminal or civil penalties attach. And there are other cases that back it up, which I also cited, and they dismissed it. And I did it for my sister, and they dismissed it.
Do you have evidence of that?
Yeah, I used to have evidence. I didn't hold on to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said dismissed, and
so in
I didn't
theory,
think
then,
it was
you could,
any big deal.
So in theory, then, you could go out and, like, get a parking ticket or a speeding ticket and go in and utter the same lines and have those dismissed too, right?
Yeah, because in reality it is. They know it. They just they are all sworn not to
not to reveal the secrets, right?
Credibility to any of these arguments. And unless you nail them down,
can you
then
do something?
They're just going to slam dunk you.
Can you do something to educate the rest of us? Like Ian said, if you do have a parking ticket or something, could you do a really good job of documenting this? Have somebody take video of you and the judge having the interaction, scan your court documents and things? Because I've been listening to Free Talk Live, and Ian certainly has been hosting the show for a while, and he's heard callers say these stories. But I think if somebody like yourself provides evidence of this, you know, people start believing it, and then they could do it themselves. But without the evidence, I know I'm still skeptical.
Yeah, right, because I've tried some of these.
There is a group called, I don't know what they call themselves, but they have a website, and I was informed that they have a Thursday night telephone seminar. It's called escapeharassment.com. And those guys have got lots of documentation.
Are they charging for it?
Charge you for what?
Well, a lot of these people that that you know purport to have the truth about how to get out of these sorts of things.
There may now be a cost for the seminar, like a calling card. You might have to use a calling card. When I used to listen in periodically, it was all free, but they had a bunch of idiots that would call in and disrupt everything, and it was pretty strange. So they apparently went to a where you need a calling card to call in.
Yeah, okay, so I just went there, and they're charging $150 for their supposed secrets. If this is so common.
No, they're not doing that. No, the only cost that they assigned is to the printing cost, like, you know, when they duplicate material, so they ask for
I don't think so. They're charging $100. Maybe you haven't been to the website in a while, but I'm looking at it right now. It says purchase right there at the top. When you click there, it gives you, you know, you can click here to buy their secrets for $150 a piece, and then they're going to tell you how to get out of tickets. And it'll be a foolproof plan until you actually try it yourself and then end up, getting convicted of something, and then you're out $150 and you've got a conviction on your record. Here's what I would suggest for you. I don't know if you're involved with these people or not, if you're trying, you know, if you're involved in this scheme, but what I would suggest is that you do
a scheme, and I'm not involved with
it. Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that you here, Fred. I would suggest if you want people to take you seriously, that you have some evidence, some video evidence of your case.
You know what? I tell you what. The law operates on an individual basis, and I already gave away what worked.
Fred, I'll tell you what. The law's a bunch of nonsense, and they do whatever they want to.
Fame or fortune.
Fred, they do whatever they want, Fred. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If it's such a good idea, if what you have is so brilliant and so effective, why not put it out there for free? I mean, if you really care about setting people free from this system, I mean, if I had the secret to getting out of tickets and to getting out of, you know, whatever other BS charges the government has trumped up against a person, I would put that all over the place because I care about human freedom and I'm not looking. He says he's not looking to make money off of this, but the people at escapeharassment.com are certainly looking to make money, and it's not about printing costs. It doesn't cost $150 to print some material. In fact, this is downloads. You pay $150 and you get a download. So there's no cost whatsoever to that, except for whatever the small amount of bandwidth it would be to send a file over the internet.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, why keep it a secret?
Right. And so if it's so effective, just have a video camera, bring it into court, and you know, show us a few examples of you getting these tickets tossed out. Go ahead. Go speed by a cop. Get a speeding ticket on purpose so you can show us how effective this method is. Because until then, it's just another conspiracy theory promoted by some random caller on a radio show. 855-450-4. Free is a toll-free number. Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, including convoluted legal theories. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. But I'm, you know, pretty much headed up to here with these things. I've tried this stuff. I have. You know, at one time I was very interested in it. It all sounds very interesting when you're looking for a solution, when you're seeing the aggression of the people calling themselves the state, and there are these people that purport to be these experts, people that clearly have spent time researching these legal matters, and they really seem like they know what they're talking about, and they seem to have the answers, and a lot of the things they say make sense. You know, and you know, they can cite their legal research and cite court cases, and you're like, wow, you know, that makes sense. And then you actually try it out, and you get shot down. If you find the video of me getting arrested for the first time, it's from a few years ago. It was over the couch incident when my neighbors had a couch in their lawn. I went in there and I tried to ask the judge something about, are you trying to contract, or are you making an offer? Because that last caller said, it's all contracts. They're contracting with you, even though you don't know it, right? It's like these secret contracts or something where you're consenting without knowing what you're consenting to, and then all of a sudden you're liable for all these rules that you never agreed to in the first place, which he's saying you are agreeing to. But anyway, so I asked him that question, and I was arrested. But I was actually arrested for not sitting down fast enough. And some people say if you don't do what the judge tells you to do, then you're not contracting with them. The idea being that if you even stand up and walk across the bar, that you're contracting. The fact that you're even coming to court has been called contracting with them, that you're agreeing to their little game that they're playing. Or if you sit down when they tell you to sit down, that you're contracting with them. I mean, I've heard all of these things. And so I didn't sit down fast enough, and I was arrested and charged with contempt of court.
And, of course, I was arrested because I didn't stand up fast enough.
That's correct.
So it's an interesting world that we live in. But
all they do is whatever they want to do. And even in the court's own rules, because all these people that have these legal theories, they have pored over the rules, and they have read them, and they have cited them, and they really believe it. I believe they believe this stuff. But the thing is, they don't have to follow their own rules. And anybody who's spent enough time in court knows this is the case.
They can change them at a moment's notice also.
Not only that, but the actual rules, at least in New Hampshire, and it's probably similar in other places, the actual court rules are, the number one rule is that the rules can be waived at any time if it's in the so-called interest of justice.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't even matter what the rules say. If the man in the robe can just, well, I have decreed that I shall waive these rules today, and we'll just do whatever it is I want to do. Because that's how it works.
And if somebody can prove otherwise, gosh, I sure would love to see the evidence, but thus far, I've never seen anyone follow a case, as you suggested, Tally, from start to finish, with all the filings that somebody makes, with video footage of everything that goes on in the court, and, you know, real solid proof. No one has ever, for all the people that talk about this stuff, no one has ever come here to New Hampshire to show us how it's done. Because I'd love to see somebody come here and just like, here you, well, I'll go out and get a speeding ticket and I'll show you guys how it's done. You can sit in court and watch me do it. No one's ever done that. One guy showed up once upon a time talking a good game about this stuff, and he never went to court. He lived out in the woods for a while and then went back to California. So let's go to Matt. He's on in New York. Matt, you're listening to Free Talk Live with Ian and Tally.
Hi, Ian. I just wanted to try to lend a little credence to your last caller because I'm actually in the middle of it right now. This is my first attempt at it.
At
trying that whole, you know, alternate legal theory type stuff.
Which theory are you attempting?
The jurisdiction.
So you're challenging jurisdiction.
Correct.
You're saying to the court essentially that you don't have jurisdiction over me because I don't consent, or what was the argument?
I didn't openly say that. What I said was, you know, you sit in the, you usually end up going to traffic court a few times, and the first time everybody shows up without a lawyer or anything. So I sit down in a chair in front of the judge, whatever he is, and he reads the charges off, and he says, "Do you understand the charges against you?" And I said, "I don't really, I don't particularly care for the vernacular. I kind of comprehend every word you're saying." And he just kind of did a double take at me. And he said, "I'm going to do this again." He said, "Do you understand the charges against you?" And he read them all again. I said, no, I don't understand the charges against me because I'm not going to, quote unquote, understand the charges, correct? So what ended up happening was he claimed that vernacular is not important in a court of law, and which is absurd. And I didn't understand the first one, and then I let him have the other two because I want to try more into the court. One interesting thing that did happen in the process was he became flustered, and he blurted out, "I cannot proceed until you understand these charges."
Well, great. I would love to not proceed.
Yeah. Can you release me then?
Exactly. I should have stopped there. I probably should have stopped right there, but I really want to carry it through and see how far I can take it. I want to put the cop on the stand and so forth.
Well, where did this go? So this was your arraignment is where this happened?
Yeah. I guess. I mean, from what I can tell, that the arraignment is particularly for the purpose of getting that jurisdiction over you. I can't see any reason to go back to a traffic court three times because there was no plea. They didn't even ask for a plea. I offered to enter one.
Which would have been what? What would you have pled?
I would have pled not guilty.
Well, now, wouldn't that be agreeing to their system by pleading?
That would be contracting. That would be contracting.
So why would you plead if you were intending not to? If you were intending not to contract with them, why would you plead?
Because I actually want to take this further because there are other things you can do on the other side of that wall too. Allegedly, question you. At any time, the theory states that at any time you're allowed to retract jurisdiction from the judge. If you give it to him, you're more than welcome to challenge it at any time.
I would love to see footage of you doing this because I can tell you I've tried this understand thing before. It's actually one of my favorite lines. I like, you know, like there's little bits, tidbits of gold in some of these in some of these theories. I love it when they ask me if I understand. I always say no. How could I?
No way.
How could I possibly understand your system? It's written for lawyers by lawyers in a language called legalese. So there's no way I could possibly understand. And so I've tried this, Matt. And you know what they did to me? You know what he says? Well, you've been here before. Of course you understand. You're not incompetent.
Right. He actually started to fill out some form. It was obviously some kind of bluff, but he was threatening to set bail on me, and it was because he said, "You're going to set bail on somebody for a traffic ticket?" And, there's 20 other people in the courtroom waiting to go. I was only the third one to go. And he says, "Well, you might be a flight risk." And I live on the same street as you. I'm not going anywhere. There may be New Hampshire in my future, but it's not tomorrow, you know. So
So my, yeah, my point that, was the understand happened. Thing didn't work. I filed paperwork challenging jurisdiction. That's always denied. I brought up jurisdiction in court. It's ignored. You know, they presume they have jurisdiction, and if you challenge it, they just move ahead anyway. Nothing works.
Well, maybe but, maybe there's a possibility of filing a civil rights lawsuit.
Well, I don't know how you do all that stuff.
They love to dangle out that, oh, you can appeal this, or there's other courts. But, I mean, do you really think there's much hope in your case that you're going to win it with I don't want to call it a game, but with your maneuvers?
Well, I'm not sure, but this is an experiment above all, you know. I mean, I want to find out for myself. You know, what are they going to do? Are they going to throw me in jail for a month or 3 months or something like that?
Maybe.
So what? Big deal. You know,
okay. Hey, man.
It is a big deal because taxpayers have to pay for that. Yeah, your freedom is at stake. You're removed from your friends and families. I mean, don't treat it like it's not a big deal.
Well,
the cost of freedom. You know, if this turns out to be fact, and the more the judge raises his voice, the more the courtroom and the new 20 people that will be in it next time get to see what a travesty it is and how easy it is to beat it, or how easy it is to get your rights trampled on, or, you know, one or the other, that people are going to end up educated from it. I wish I could report it. I touched my phone. The guy's like, put it down. So,
where are you at?
New York.
In New York. Yeah, record in New York,
actually. Yeah, we've actually met before. We met at Pete and Adam's trial in Greenfield.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, then you know Pina Damo, so, you know, they and other activists are really good about documenting stuff, and so that's what I would encourage you to do. I mean, is there anywhere that... Go ahead.
I'm going to start a diary, and diary the whole thing, and...
You can't somehow get their permission to have a camera in the courtroom? There's no method for doing that in New York?
Well, there may be. I don't know how to go about doing it. Probably.
Well, maybe you might want to look into it. I mean, if you're doing something that's unusual, that is, you know, if you're attempting to prove something, your diary is just not going to cut it. Having video footage, or at the very least audio of the court encounter, is just priceless. I mean, you just can't beat that. And, you know, I wish you the best of luck, Matt. I hope that it pans out and that you don't spend several months in jail and that you can relate to us whatever successes or failures, I bet on failure, that you have. And I thank you for the call tonight. And really, best of luck. I mean it. So, Tally, thanks for joining.
That's always a pleasure.
Tally.tv for more of Jason Tally. TALLEY.TV. And for more Free Talk Live, well, stay tuned. We do this thing every night of the week over at freetalklive.com and on your local radio station.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.